Welcome to episode 7 of the Practice Project podcast from Encoder, your trusted source for digital sheet music. Today, we're discussing an idea that might seem a bit controversial at first, striving for excellence rather than perfection in musical performances.
As musicians, we've all been disappointed after a practice session or a performance which contained mistakes. And we work so hard on trying to eliminate those mistakes that when they happen, we can all find it really difficult to focus on much else.
In 2014, Paola Savado published an article called In Search of the Perfect Musical Performance, which challenges the tendency among musicians to strive for perfection. Savado puts forward that we should instead be focusing on authenticity and expression and communication when practicing and performing our music.
And so we thought it would be worth exploring this idea on the podcast, because whether you're a music student or an experienced performer, Savado is addressing a pretty fundamental question. When you're practicing and playing, what is the level that you should be aiming for?
Let's dive in.
So in her article, Savado begins with the basic premise that music already exists within all of us as human beings. She believes we are instinctively rhythmic and melodious. So we speak rhythmically, our pulse keeps time, and we naturally relate to harmony and melody.
So to educate and nurture a new musician, Savado believes it's not about filling an empty vessel, but it's about helping musicians to discover the knowledge that's already inside them, then giving it some form and structure. This enables younger musicians to create their own unique style as they develop the emotional capacity to understand and then connect with music.
For many music educators, this might be a different and fresh perspective. In fact, Savado believes it's a crucial shift in understanding how we should teach and practice music.
And building on that, Savado advocates a mindset where practicing and performing isn't just about accurate note playing, but about expression and communication as well. In her article, Savado recounts how she herself, as a young pianist, found the search for perfection in her own playing to be really paralyzing.
And I guess some of our listeners can probably relate to that. As musicians, we can get hyper-focused on our mistakes, particularly when we're younger. But even seasoned musicians can get stuck in a loop of revisiting areas and obsessing over small details, and so lose sight of the whole point of why we play music in the first place. For expression, connection, and enjoyment.
Yeah, so rather than seeking perfection, Savado argues that we should aim for authenticity and excellence in our practice and performing by trusting our natural musical knowledge and then just committing wholeheartedly to the music.
Hi, I'm Mike Newman, Encoder's Institutional Partnerships Director. I hope you're enjoying this episode of the Practice Project podcast. You can make your practice even more effective with an Encoder subscription. You'll get access to over 110,000 titles from renowned publishers, advanced annotation tools, and much more. So, subscribe today and enhance your musical journey with Encoder.
Okay, so Savado describes the development of musical expression and connection, as well as accuracy, as practicing for performance. She argues that when we practice, we should do so for performance, not just notational accuracy. Her rationale is that when we practice only for accuracy, we tend to have a lower musical awareness than when we are performing.
But when we perform, Savado argues, we consider musical choices, expression and connection with our audience, as well as accuracy. So she encourages musicians to practice for performance from early on in their careers, so they commit to musical choices sooner and establish their own artistic style and confidence.
Another key message from Savado is to encourage music students to listen carefully to each other when they're playing as a group, and to project their performance as if they're actually reaching a far larger audience. So a key ingredient of practicing for performance.
Savado describes how musical expression exists within the psychological kinesphere of performance. And this term was first used by Rudolf von Laban, the Hungarian choreographer and dance theorist, to determine how far we project our energy when we're expressing ourselves creatively.
Yeah, and Savado believes that teachers can help students shift within their psychological kinesphere from initially more timid interpretation of their music to increasingly confident levels of performance by getting them to first perform for themselves and then for their teacher as well, and then finally to imagine that they are playing for a large audience.
So it's about musicians gradually increasing the reach of their psychological expression. An interesting concept, but also a really pragmatic way of explaining to students how they might connect more deeply with their performance and learn to express themselves.
Finally, Savado emphasizes the importance of staying in the moment. She argues that when we perform, we should focus on the communicative task in hand and set aside any negative thoughts or evaluations for another time. When we perform, the present moment is all that matters. And if we wish to communicate effectively with an audience, we must be in that moment with them.
Okay, so let's quickly recap Savado's key messages.
All right, firstly, emphasize to students and younger performers that music already exists within them. The learning process is about them finding and experimenting with their innate musicality. This will give them confidence and give their music authenticity and uniqueness.
Secondly, don't focus solely on the accuracy of the notes, and instead, practice for performance. This enhances musical expression and communication and means connecting with your audience by staying in the moment rather than, you know, worrying about mistakes.
And finally, for teachers, encourage students to imagine they are projecting their music to a much larger audience. This increases the range of their psychological expression and facilitates their connection with the audience during actual performances. As Savado has described, encouraging musicians to strive for excellence rather than perfection can have tangible advantages, especially in a performance context, and may help to produce more authentic and expressive performers.
This has been the Practice Project podcast from Encoder, where we continue to bridge the gap between academic research and music practice. Join us again next time for more insights.